they would love to put us on a cult, and we do everything for them. And they're sitting around basking like nuns and monks in the glow of Ion, and they don't even get their pee-pee hard. So I understand why Ion emphasizes this, because it'll bug them enough to maybe do something. Or we're going to stay on that point till they get it, the usefulness of it. Am
well,
I right?
It's a challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge. Here's the challenge. They're trying to be above it all. And in being above it all, they are acting as though that doesn't apply to them. And so when you challenge them on it, like, excuse me, when's the last time you got your dick wet? Then that's sort of throwing ashes in their face, because if they're that pious and they're doing that well, then they should have this part of their aspect and ratio of life together. We could start off just as easy with how often do you move your bowels? You see, that's important too. Yeah, it's really important. And we can talk about that all the time. It's very important. But that's not what they really want to talk about, those dirty details, pardon the puns. But it is important from the standpoint of where they are, the individual. We don't do it with everybody. We don't do it with everybody. But when we do it, there's typically a arousal condition that causes the impetus, typically.
And when you do it, you arouse. You don't mean sexually. You're arousing them.
No. We are aroused from the standpoint of they're off so far off kilter. They got to have this shock position to take them either up a peg or down a peg, one way or the other. But like we told Carolyn, what we'll do is we will, when we're going to do it, we'll give heads up. Say, hey, okay, now we're going to the porn version of the program. Then here's why. Boom. And we'll do it like that. That's okay. It's fine.
Right. So listen to this, Carolyn. The evergreens were different from other mediums. Their message was, your sensory life, your body is important. So they didn't want you to get all high-minded, turn into a monk or a nun, which is the traditional cliche view of being religious or of trying to ascend. And Ion is building on the evergreen point. Yeah, they want to turn into a cult. In the theory of cult, they're above everything, which is exactly the opposite of what the real ascension message is, which Ion's bringing forth. No one's ever heard of religious activity as in there fighting and fucking and all that stuff. They're afraid of the physical. Am I right, Ion?
Mm-hmm. You are. And yet that doesn't discount the Marquis de Sade. But people say, well, I don't want to hear about the Marquis de Sade. Okay, but the Marquis de Sade got very famous from the position of just being a retrobate, because that was the function of the duality of his condition. They're messed up. What they think in their mind is way worse than what we say. Way worse than what we say. They're all based. And so to bring it up to have conversation.
They're all based. Is that B-A-S-T-E? Some cooking term? Based? They're all based?
No, like based. Like they are all nasty. They all think worse than we say. They think worse than we say. They are a based society.
Yeah, they get a lot of violence in their thinking.
And, or extremes. Everything's extreme now and getting more and more more extreme.
Right. So, Carolyn, this anti-body stuff, Carolyn, that came first from the phonetic alphabet, then from the printing press. The abstraction of this feeling ethereal and above it all and living for heaven is an effect of the printing press. Would you agree, Ian?
Mm-hmm. Because it brought everybody to the same tune that you feel a certain way. And some people don't know that feeling is something. It's like when a kid's going through puberty and they have their first erection and they don't know what the hell to do. They think there's something to attack them. You know, they don't understand that process. Well, the humans that we're talking to now, some of them have the exact same confusion when we start talking to them about their bodies. They actually don't know how it goes. They don't know how it's supposed to work. And it's like, okay, and so Carolyn's saying, Ion, it's not your job to teach them about the birds and the bees. No, it's not. But we are going to put them in a position to where they're going to recognize that there are birds and there are bees and things work in certain ways. And this is the case, whether you know it or not or like it or not. To soften it, hopefully, so they can have the ability and capacity to see things from a lighter position so they wouldn't be offended with anything. Why should anyone be offended at anything we say? What words would we say that would be offensive? What word would we use? Which words are offensive? Okay, bitch, cunt, ass, shit. Okay, those are okay. No, wait. See, now you start negotiating back and forth and back and forth, and it turns into this whole thing. And we're saying we're going to make it not be a thing by making it freely available.
Yeah, and now you said the preemptors get them all on the same point.
Depending on the circumstance. See, it's not with everybody. We don't do it everybody, just now and then.
Yeah, and you said the preemptors got everybody on the same point, and I think you were saying a base point, or they ignored the process of body. So then they became extreme, and then they got obsessed with fetishes and extreme sadism, masochism.
And they're embarrassed, and now they're embarrassed. They think about it all the time, something fun, and then they are something unusual or something that can take them to a different position, and then they feel like that they should not have that feeling because somebody said, that's inappropriate. That's not proper. Why are you talking like that? Well, what words aren't good?
All right.
What words aren't good?
What do you make of McLuhan's theory, idea that the printing press emphasized the eyeball, exaggerated the eye among the mix of the other senses, and the healthy person has all the senses working, the abstraction, the visual bias that the printing press came in and had that effect on the sensory life, is that nuts or is that a factor in our consciousness? What McLuhan pointed out?
It wasn't then, but it is now. It wasn't when he wrote it. When he wrote it.
Oh, how come? What made it now?
Because it didn't apply. It didn't apply then. Now people are so upside down they can't see where they are.
No, the effects on the printing press happened before today, before 60 years ago, before the 20th century. Happened 300 years ago when print was the only medium. So what do you mean? It's starting today. There's no effect of print today.
Starting today. There, because there's no print today. This is what's happening. You're going back to Shakespeare. The theater is a stage. The world is a theater.
Right. So there's no print today. So the visual bias is not created today.
Correct. But you're judged by the xenocracy of what people are supposed to talk about in common in polite culture.
Yeah, that's the cultural rearview mirror. That's the review mirror.
Karen's just saying, can we not do it in such a way where we're not talking about menage a trois and butt fucking and crazy stuff? Can we do that? Maybe. Is that possible? And we're like, well, sometimes,
not
but
all
other
the time.
Times, no. Not all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, right.
But see, the rub is what she thinks. She's not approving. She's got it. She's saying it's a distraction. We say, okay, it may be a distraction, but the distraction is necessary sometimes because it brings them out of the cuff of what reality is. See, 20 years ago, nobody would talk about the LGBTQRSTXYZ crowd. Now you've got to make space for them. Now you have to make space for them. Oh, my God, they'll have you drawn and quartered and whipped.
Why did that happen?
Because it made all those things that were inappropriate normal. You think?
What made them everything normal?
Bestiality wasn't something that could be embraced by culture. But now everyone in culture knows what bestiality is. Now, whether or not they engage it, that's a different conversation. But they know about it.
So is it just knowing? Isn't it the electric tactility that made people rather indifferent to what their chemical body did?
Maybe, but it's a new level. It's a heightened sense now. You don't know anything anymore, Bob. Everything, only thing you know is what the Googler says. Listen to our show. We'll say something, they go, what do you mean? We say, look it up. They go straight to the goddamn Googler. They see whatever the Googler says, and that's what he is. No contest. They'll fight with us to the end of time. But they won't fight with a Wikipedia.
Right.
Come on now. Which way is it? So now that's the disservice of a non-print word. That's the disservice of a non-print word. Okay? So when that happens,
Google.
All bets...
That's
all
Google.
All
non-print
bets
word
that's
is
right.
Google.
That's right. Then all bets are off after that. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about because everything's on the table. Everything's available. Everything. Dead people. Necrophilia. It's non-print. And so you can't be offended by, according to McLuhan, you can't be offended by non-print. It's just ethereal.
Yeah, print makes you start discriminating between things more so.
Well,
and it, that makes
the lines and spaces, the lines and spaces become defined. Defined. Now,
defined.
If Alyssa was talking, defined. If Alyssa was here,
yeah.
We'd say like it's like going from a C to an A flat, from a C, key of C, to an A flat. That's not an easy transition between key on a piano, but she would get that. We'd go, oh, okay. There's nothing wrong. Well, I don't like A flat. I don't like A flat. That's offensive to me. I don't want to talk about A flat. We're like, well, it's no much difference in C sharp, you see, because you're always going to potentially offend everybody or somebody. And all we're saying is that you have to be able to have free rein to bring up whatever's up, whatever. If we can sit and listen to Greg Duffelbag for countless and infinite hours on the Marxist regime of his sexless reality, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. We don't mind that. We'll beef with him, but sometimes it's just a matter of going through the motion, you see, no problem. But that's distracting and not appropriate and shouldn't be done on the show. But yet it is. Nobody seems to fuss about that, per se.
No. I keep Greg to a minimum. Sometimes I like him coming in and stir things up and nobody else is doing anything. But, you know, he gets to talk
same,
on office
same
hours.
Way,
but he doesn't get
and, to, that's right. And the same way with the porn. Same way with the porn. It should be controlled to a standpoint where it's not Dr. Ruth. All she thought she had to be a woman. All she thought about was penises. You know, that's not appropriate being all about a penis show, but that's all you knew she was going to talk about. Here we talk about everything. And we might talk about the typical vagina now and again, maybe.
Right, but this is Carolyn. You got to get over your bias because you don't get the McLuhan meaning here. What we're talking about. This is your way of finding out the McLuhan meaning.
But she doesn't really care. She doesn't want us to become Howard Stern. That's all she's saying. She could care less. I know that, but she wants
you're
to make sure
it doesn't
get worse.
You're not becoming that. I'm not going on about it. You're not becoming that. The point is, I was
correct.
Saying to Ed yesterday or today that. I had the theme, and he'll run with it for a while. He never did sex like this, and he's doing it. Before that, Ed said it was castles. And before that, it was something, the dot. We didn't do that much in dot. But I gets into a thing. He'll do it for a few, maybe a month or so, and then he drops it. You don't hear about it anymore. So it's time to do the sex thing. I agree. Mm-hmm. Time to do that for the body thing.
Well, I think what got me is Saturday, it seemed like everybody was getting porned. Everybody.
Yeah, they had to be. They were all the ones, they were the only ones there. The ones who needed to get porned had to be there. Okay, so
well,
that's
and,
the end of that.
But look at the responses. You had different responses. It's almost like it opens, sometimes it opens people up to have a larger conversation. It's almost like, well, if we can talk about the Venus fly, then of course we can talk about anything. So they get that comfort level. At that level, everything's up, you know, like a good gynecological investigation. Nothing's left to the imagination. You can be more free to talk about McLuhan, to talk about other things sometimes.
Yeah.
And some people are just lost. They can't do anything. Takes all
That's
the heat
right.
out of the fire often.
So people, as I predicted, would start getting, over the last 10 years, more and more uncomfortable because of the frequency change and the flipping of
and
the poles.
And they got it better, and they have it better than they've ever had it before. Money for free, nobody working, nothing happening, nothing going on. Do what you want to do. I feel threatened. I can't work here no more. You got to give me money. I'm not comfortable. I don't like what you said to me. Who do you think you are? And then get away with any goddamn thing they want to. At all. Anything.
And
the flag triggered me. The flag triggered me.
Correct.
The flag.
That's right. The flag.
So
it's been off of triggering me.
But they,
and now I got PTSD. and I need a chick.
Right. So people are getting depressed anyways, because the only way to live is to connect with source. If you don't do that, you'll get depressed and suicidal. Is that what's happening?
Well, fentanyl helps with that, Bob.
Helps do what? Make you depressed?
No, get over depression.
Okay. So why are people suicidal? What's this feeling state they got into? Why is that?
They're lost.
Right. They don't
Carolyn
know about
that's
ascension.
The biggest part. Carolyn says that's the biggest part of natural health is well-being, mental well-being. That you have. She's more of a psychologist than she is a doctor. She's better at it.
Yeah.
Because she makes people feel comfortable and then realizes that they're fuck-ups. But she ain't to start off with, what's wrong with you? You're a fuck-up. That's what's wrong with you. You're fucked up. That's what's wrong. Hey, I got to know what's wrong with you. You're fucked up. That's the ticket. So instead of that, she has to be soft about everything. And she's good at it. So it's all good.
Right. So people are suicidal because they aren't happy and they're depressed. They don't know about ascension, but they know they're missing something, and they don't have an idea of how to know their way out of it. Right.
And because they never read Gravity's Rainbow, they'll never figure it out, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Carolyn's what?
Carolyn's giggling.
Right. And I make it easier since they can't read Pynchon, it's difficult, so I say read McLuhan. That's nice and simple.
Right. Right, and if they can't do that, they can just do Ezra Pound. It's only 15 sentences, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. We were talking about George V in the last private session, and I didn't play much of it publicly, but we're talking about George V, and then it got back to some other aristocrats, and you're naming people. So then we talked about the Bible or something came up, and I said, that's Queen Elizabeth I. And I said, no, that was Edward VIII. So I said, that's the little Edward, the little brother of Queen Elizabeth I.
That's right.
And he was, he didn't live long, but he understood things. And he was a genius or something. He understood the occult or the secret stuff. So I thought that's what we meant, and you agreed. Then I looked him up. And Edward VIII is not him. He's like Edward III or something. Edward VIII is the dummy, the Duke of Windsor, I guess, married Simpson, Wallace Simpson, and resigned. How does he come
now
in that significant?
Oh, he's very significant. They had to get him out. That's like Mary of Tech, Bob. She about tore it out.
Yeah.
She about tore up church.
Because they knew too much or they were rogue?
Yeah, they were too powerful. They were too powerful.
Well, that's interesting because, they portray him as kind of weak, I think. But so he was so powerful, he was flirting with Hitler. And
correct.
He had his
way. Same thing with George III. Same thing with George III.
I'm going to look that up. George III, I think, is the guy who fought the American Revolution. But I've got to double check that. I think maybe it's George I, but I forget.
No, this is... he was from 1760, Bob.
George III, King of Britain, from 1760. So he's the guy who supposedly was insane and fought the American Revolution, right? That's George III.
He pleaded. He peed blue. Syphilis. He had the syphilis.
Okay, so. Now, you said Edward VIII was powerful like George III was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying George III was powerful.
Yes.
Is it because they knew how to parallel world, or what were some of their manifestations as powerful people? What could they do with themselves?
Oh, okay. We're really going to take you back now. There's a line through the hierarchy. It's coming back around full circle from Queen Alexandra, but really it's Maud of Wales. That's where it all got synced.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the stewards.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. She was the queen of Norway.
Who? Queen Maud was?
Maud of Wales, yeah.
Yeah. So what, they had parallel worlding like the Queen Mum could do, or they had other powers?
Yeah, it always kind of runs through Edward. See, that was the youngest baby girl of Edward the VII.
Who was the baby girl? Maud?
Maud of Wales,
Right, so you're saying all the Edwards were part
all
of
them. Trip. Part of this run. But I say you got some consorts, you got some fuck ups. Don't flip the script now. You got Albert, the prince consort. You know, you got some weirdos in there. We're not saying that. But the thread runs, they all married themselves. They all married their own family. So that becomes very key of how to keep track of this, and that's why you have it within the bloodline in essence.
So Edward VIII, he didn't want to be in a puny king role. He wanted to do something bigger.
Right. Correct.
And
so you can, that brings you up to the Marlborough House with Princess Victoria. I see that
and
brings you
Churchill.
All the way to Albert and Victoria. Well, and Churchill, but he was the wall builder.
Yeah, but Marlborough, his grandfather and that, before that was the powerful house, you're saying, the Marlborough house at the time.
Marlborough,
Yeah,
that's
at
correct.
The time of Queen Victoria, you're talking about.
That's correct, with Albert and and Queen Victoria.
So did the Marlborough house have a power in their lineage?
Yeah. See, that's what, was Olav the Fifth. They're all linked in this. That's why we talk about this to you more than them, because they just get all fucked up. They'll try to figure out how their penis is as big as their penis is, and you know how that goes. They'll get it all fucked up, and then it just becomes a porn station, and nobody likes that, Bob. Nobody likes that. So we can't bring up the hierarchy here, because we don't want to bring up something that would be avant-garde, you see. Can't have that.
Right. Now, the... so you've
go
got
back
the
to
Marlborough...
George the Fifth. Go back to George the Fifth.
Yeah. You got the George the Fifth, who's not an Edward, but he's got something going.
Wait a minute now. Who was George the Fifth?
George the Fifth is not Edward. He's not an Edward. You said the Edwards are the guys who were part of this
Correct.
Mod.
Correct.
Lineage.
Correct. Who were his children?
I think it was Queen Elizabeth II. No, that was George VI. So I don't know who his children were. I'd have to look it up.
There's George.
Oh, no, Duke of Windsor.
Correct. Correct.
Edward
and the
VIII?
Duke of
yeah.
Clarence in Avondale.
Mm-hmm. So was George the Fifth from the Maud line?
Yes, correct. And Mary of Teck.
So what did they, powers did they
that
have?
That was his wife.
Yes. What were the powers that
That's
they had?
That's the connection. They were able to, they could divine water. They could stop blood. They could basically, what is that? You know when Spock would put the mind fuck on you and make you do stuff you didn't want to do? They had the ability to do that. But now that goes back to Sandringham. Most of that happened at Sandringham. Most of it.
Before the Queen Mum shows up.
Correct. Well, Sandringham's been there forever, Bob. That's an old
right.
house.
So were they fighting within the House of
Always.
Plantagenet with the Stuarts?
Oh, always. And the Hanovers. Fuck. It was, you know, it never ends, Bob. They had to kill. The only way they could make it is if they were able to kill the rest of them. It's the War of the Roses, Bob, all over again.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, you started naming a lot of obscure aristocrats, mostly in England, I think.
They're not obscure.
Right.
Might
but
be to you,
they're
but
not,
they're not
well,
obscure.
Yeah, you look them up. But why were you naming all these people? You just took a whole section and went on and on and on about them. Were they part of these? Are they part of this lineage battle that you're talking about? Or they were significant, or they ascended?
Most certainly. And it goes even into Russia. I think some of them were, and even the Russia connection. Tsar Nicholas the First.
Right.
And some of those, they're all connected. They're all yes, you did, but don't talk about that. You want to play this, so don't get too carried away. Keep it simple so you
I can delete this part. Pause here.
You keep it clean.
Interacting with the aliens these people had?
Somewhat.
Yeah. All right. And so they knew that aspect of human life, that there
Found out the Culligan diamond, different artifacts that were being handed down, Warehouse 13, stuff going on. Mm-hmm. They had privied inside of the Book of Secrets, the President's Book of Secrets. They had all those secrets. That was the Torchwood Institute, Bob, back in the day. They had these interactions. They didn't call it aliens. They called it spirits or boogers or devils or vampires or demons or some terrible things. Now they're making movies about now where the little people are born like varmints, like deer, like babies that are half man, half deer. Call them Cetaphils.
Yeah, Ion sent me one. Mutants are coming. The hybrids. They're making hybrids. You sent this TikTok, somebody pointing out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was footage from a movie or something, but that's what you're talking about now.
It's really happening. It's really happening. And so that blending is going back to what it was before when there were battles. That this is what caused the original flood. We had to clean all this mess out because you're mixing everything up. Now, that's going to get worse because now everything's on the table. Everything's on the table. Because that's everything. There's no print. So everything's, what is it? Free, oxygen.
They're free to create their own space, not in the framework.
They're free to think about whatever they want to think. And that thinking, like people say, don't play them video games, and video games will rot your brain. Now they can go for Big Mango and they can make $200,000 a year making damn video games and playing them. So now they can do that thing they said they can't do and get paid a lot of money. No problem. That's the thing. Everything's up, over, undone. You did this.
Okay.
You did the cancel culture.
Yeah, I, Bob, caused that?
You certainly did.
You're saying? Okay.
You certainly did. Because of Arthur Croker.
Was I reacting to Croker?
Of course.
I didn't like him.
What else? You can't agree with him. You have to react to him, Bob.
Okay. But
too many firecrackers. Too many firecrackers, not enough fire, Bob.
Right. Where does the hemorrhage, what do you call the hemoglobin, the hemo problem, the vampire problem?
Hemophiliac. It's called hemophilia.
Yeah.
Is that the happening?
I know, hemophilia. Is that the Marva, the Maud line, or the Stewart line, or all of them, or it's mixed up? You can't
indirectly. It's all no. You have strains of all of it to where they all have it now. It's amazing they're even having babies at all. That's why they had to go and bring some land girls in there every once in a while to get some good genes in the system.
Was Diana a land girl?
No, she was a Stewart. You know that.
Right. So
Spencer,
who was the recent
Diana
land
Spencer,
girl?
The Queen Mom.
Oh, yeah. Nobody today. Not Katie or Middleton or whatever.
She's just a little nigger girl. She can't do that. You can't count that. That don't count.
Yeah, that's not
that's
Kate. The other guy. Nope.
Miss Markle.
Yeah, she's not brought in as a land girl. It's Kate. The wife of the other son.
Yes.
Is Kate a land girl?
Yes,
so she's brought in on purpose. Okay.
And she got some pretty, and she brought in some pretty good kids, too.
Right, and her husband knows that's her role. The mother, Queen Elizabeth, told him secretly, okay, you're getting this land, girl, for this reason? Does he know that?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't get to marry who they would like, Mom, obviously. They wouldn't have all them divorces otherwise.
Would you say? They don't what?
They wouldn't. They don't get to choose who they marry, Bob. That's why you have all them divorces.
Yeah. They're arranged marriages that usually don't work. Okay. Let's see. So that's the aristocratic lineages there. Oh, did they come from the Coathanites, these people? Did they come from Othonel's gang?
Maybe.
Of aware people?
Maybe, maybe. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. So we're going to say maybe and leave that alone. We'll develop that more another day. But you don't
yeah.
want that
Would
right
that
now.
Be on the timing level?
Yeah.
Is that the time of Homer or 1,000 years, 10,000 years before that when the Coathanites happened?
10,000 years
their...
before tomorrow. Yeah, 10,000 years before
right.
tomorrow.
Right, there's no time, but what cultural events? Is China happening when the Coathanites are have left the ascension, the Yamaka continent? They're now on Earth, and they're in America, right? They land in America. That's where the Bob elites, the Ophan elites come from. Is China happening? The dynasties in 4,000 years ago, ancient dynasties are happening around the time the Coathanites. Okay, so you have the Coathanites in North America. You have that elite who Ophanel knew, who didn't become stupid, didn't follow Ophanel's project. They show up in Tibet or China, right? Or maybe in Africa. They're equal to the Coathanites or not so much?
Yeah. But it starts to split at three kingdoms.
Where's that?
That would be from 220 to 581 CE.
That's when the split between East and West and the Americans have a stronger legacy.
That's what made the Qin Dynasty and the Tang Dynasty.
Right, and what's the one that the mountain comes out of? 1880?
We didn't say.
Okay. What's the one that stayed behind? The mountain stayed. Yeah,
we
but there was the Ming Dynasty or something in 1880. They gave it up.
Hold on. Don't worry about that. Don't worry. You don't know what you're talking about, so don't worry about it. That don't matter.
Oh, they're alien connected, aren't they?
That's more from the Song Dynasty.
Okay. That's S-O-O-N-G? The Song?
No, S-O... N-G.
Okay. And who was king in England when they were happening?
It wasn't the king of England then, Bob.
Yeah, well, this is further back. Is this the split? That makes
it's
the Coathanites...
It's 960 to 1279, Bob.
B.C. or after Christ?
Before.
Right. The idea that the Jews were the chosen race, that's because they had the Coathanite Ophanel overseers?
Can we just say empirically and you let it go?
Okay. You want to do
if
it
you
later?
Could, then yes. No. But no, look at what we said empirically. When we say empirically, what do we mean?
I don't know. You said the other day.
The purest, simplest level is correct. Not like Occam's razor, but you asked the question and we said empirically, perfectly, the answer to that is yes, but rarely is it perfect. So you're going to have splits and things that get tangled up into. That's
so
what
when
split
something's
the Tibetans,
empirical.
That's what split the Tibetans from the Tang Dynasty in the first place.
Right, and because they got imperfect, they weren't empirical.
That's right.
Which is
They saw it empirically, but they weren't. See, they were less than. And so, therefore, this is where the first writing took place, too. And so therefore it got wrong.
And that's in Asia somewheres.
Yeah, China.
Yeah, not near Beijing or whatever the capital of Tibet is.
We don't even know.
Is there a particular...
That all changes. That all changes.
Right.
It goes up there like a wind shade. So who's fighting who? Then you got the Qing dynasty, and you got all the other dynasties behind it, and they're moving everything around. And then you got the Yuan dynasty, and then you got the Mings, and then you got the Shang. Shang was pretty badass too. That's BCE, 1760,
before Christ. Now, all this we're talking about is not to be public. That's what the agreement. I would put this public.
You
right?
can play. You can play that. We kept it clean enough. Because you bought our empirical reference, so that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing we said that's out of bounds. We're just not giving you the details. You're trying to plug this into a alien ramification, and we go, okay, but they didn't call it that. You see?
Right.
They didn't call it that.
Well, that's why people are interested. How come aliens are similar to angels? What is the difference?
Well, angels are alien. Angels are aliens, too.
Right.
That's what they used to call. That's what they used to call aliens with angels. That's what they mean when they say angelic, of the ethereal, something coming from the heavens. Aliens would have to come from the heavens, wouldn't they?
What would? What was the noun?
Aliens would have to come from the heavens. Aliens.
Yeah. Right. And
aliens.
But aliens are what Ein calls foreign-bodied. They are not angels. They might have
correct.
The name, but they're different.
Correct, correct.
Yeah.
We segregate it, but they didn't back in those days. They didn't. We do.
Yeah.
See?
I see.
We do.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that can be published or posted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying
we do because they got to be able to figure it out. And the closer you get to ascension, the better off you're coming into a place to have this knowing. That's why we've been freely been able to give a ton more information. Nobody seems to have a little bit. Dick in the dirt. She's like, say something.
What'd you say?
Just say something.
Elizabeth said, we'll
little
put
bit,
your dick in the dirt.
Little bit will put your dick in the dirt. Yes.
Who calls her that? Lilibet.
That Lilibet. That was her nickname when she was a girl.
Okay.
Private inside. And now the illegitimate one has named their baby Lilibet, which is quite offensive to the queen.
Oh,
their last dig. Their
Harry's
last
wife.
Dig. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she have a baby yet?
Yeah, Lilibet.
She's still pregnant. Huh? Okay.
She had a baby. They named it Lilibet.
And Harry's doing that to get back at the queen?
Yeah, very offensive.
Yeah,
Texas is going to build a wall. Texas is going to build a wall, their own wall. See, they seceded. They'll build their own wall. Fuck them.
But what's that got to do with Harry, Prince Harry?
Oh, they apparently like to build walls, too.
Okay, so are they going to slowly devolve? Or are they going
to
become?
They have already.
Okay.
There's no regard. Once you step out, you can't step back. Ask Wallace.
Right, but Oprah likes him.
Ask Wallace Simpson. Oh, fuck Oprah.
Right.
Oprah likes anything that'll make her a dollar. She can't do nothing. She's losing her stride. So she's just trying to find a nice place to have fellatio. They'll pay her some money because, you know, she was wounded as a girl. She was taken advantage of. So, you know, that's what happens.
Fellatio, you mean she's a lesbian? Is she a lesbian?
She likes it. Fellatio has to do with oral sex, Bob. You can do it to boys and girls. Boys can even do it to boys, and girls can do it to girls. See, here now, don't you drag us in this pornography. Carolyn said we're not doing the pornography. And here you go bringing the shit up. This is why we're on the road to perdition right here. It's because of Bob. That's what's wrong with this world.
Yeah, now, is she very sexually active with men and women? Boys and girls?
Anybody.
Okay.
Anybody. We were making reference to she will do anything with anybody that makes her some more money. That's what it's about.
Right, but she also, in a recreational, has a lot of sex.
But they ain't mean like them. People ain't too fond of them thick girls. They don't want them that thick. They're a little bit too thick.
Right. Right. Does she have sex parties up the street here in her Maui Meadows home?
Yeah, but nobody will come. Literally.
Right. Right. They don't come. Okay. All right.
Ain't much of an orgy if nobody comes, Bob, right?
Right, right. Okay, good point. So I have a question here. Where are the aliens now? The new aliens, are they came in 88. We thought you were talking about the old aliens, the ones in the first ring of the Pentagon, but they were there before. They came over with Wernher von Braun and the Nazis.
Yes,
yeah, they came over with the Nazis.
And got placed because of Project Paperclip. But you know that very well already. We don't even have to say that. You just know that.
Right, but I thought that's the aliens I was meeting. Then I found out a week or two ago that there are new aliens coming. But that whole story you gave about the aliens arriving in 88, Hollywood and the nuclear reactor stuff, that's the new aliens, not the old ones from Project Paperclip. Okay, well, that's the
ones that are scared. That's the ones that are battling and are scared. They're very concerned because they were just now going to be recognized and allowed to get on the scene, and now they're going to be upstaged immediately by the new aliens.
And so is that part of the battle in Washington, D.C., in the tunnels between the old aliens and the new aliens and those in between who know, the humans and the Pentagon? Because that Richard the journalist who tapes the empty streets in the morning, nobody working, I heard someone else say, well, they don't, 70% of Washington employees work at home. So it's not strange that Washington is empty because everybody's staying home.
Work do they have to do if they can do it at home? They have to have meetings. They have to talk about shit. They don't just sit there and type and twat and twit and lay around in their damn pantaloons. They don't do that. They have to go and answer the phone. They can't forward the phone when people's calling your representative, for Pete's sake. They can't do that. They got to be there.
Okay.
They're not.
Yeah, they're somewhere else. They're doing their work. They're going to work, but it's somewhere else. It's not in the battle zone. Washington, D.C. is a battle zone, multi-level battle zone.
Correct.
And I think someone said Biden was seen landing on the White House lawn. Does he now have access to the White House?
Nope.
Or his doubles?
Look at that picture. Marine One never touches the ground. Look at the picture. Look at it close. The wheels don't touch the ground, Bob.
Okay, so it is touching the ground. That means it's not Marine One.
Correct.
Yeah. So listen to this. I forgot to. The Sinaloans have taken over the borderline parts of the United States along Arizona and Texas. Not that they're on the American side, taking over the local towns, right? And
yes.
Are they going to continue spreading north?
They have already.
So are they behind putting Biden in? Like I say, they got a gun to America.
Of course.
America?
Of course. Of course. They don't say America. They say they call it their world. They call it cartel.
Right. Right.
They don't
acknowledge
America. There almost is no America, Bob. Almost.
I understand. And that's the deeper level that May saw coming that you said would scare people if they knew what May saw coming. She saw the you could call them Nazi cartel people taking over. Isn't that what you meant a couple weeks ago?
Yes, but not necessarily Nazi. They're not just because you call.
No.
See, but that's because of the zeitgeist that she came up in. Everything bad was a Nazi. Just like Barry Goldwater or McCarthyism. Everything was a
communist.
No, a communist. Oh, we can't even say that word. Yeah, that's a terrible word. Yeah, everything was a communist. So,
Right, but what you have is what Macomb predicted. Electric decentralization gets past the bureaucracy, the literal bureaucracy. So you have decentralized, acoustic, tactile fucking gangs taking over. Subcultures, you
in
say.
Essence. Subcultures, in essence.
And McLuhan saw that coming. Saw it become a mafia-ridden situation. In 1922, when some people opened the Tutankhamun pyramid place in Egypt, where they found the mummies and that, someone brought up and reminded me, was there a curse and many of the people who did the dig died?
All of them did.
Right, including the leader of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's well known. It's mm-hmm. well known. So the curse still applies to some of the mm-hmm. tombs in Egypt?
Of course. Of course. And so much so, the way they've got it now, even Egypt has been cursed. What's Egypt now? Egypt's nothing. Egypt
right.
was a fabulous thing. They don't even control Aswar anymore.
North Korea, I have here no power / lights from space. What is there some sky stuff
you
happening?
Can look
in
at
North
satellite.
Korea?
You can look at
oh, yeah.
the satellite imagery of North Korea, and at 9 o'clock, the whole country goes black. They turn
the lights out. Duffel objected to that.
Everywhere.
Duffy said that's not true. That's where it came from. He said, that's not true. There's lights on in North Korea. They got power. So what you're saying, just as you said.
Go look at the satellite.
Yeah.
Look at the satellite imagery.
Yeah, just as Madeline.
Look at South Korea. It's lit up like New York City. And look at North Korea. It's like the Sahara Desert.
Right. And so that happens every night because they're saving power. They don't have much power.
They don't care how much. Doesn't matter how much they got. Kim Jong-un just turns it off. He's like, it's nighttime, stupid ass people, go to work. You got to go to bed. So go to bed. Get up so you can go to work. You don't need no lights on. Go to bed, fuck in the dark. Go to sleep. You need all them lights
on. Would he say fuck in the dark? Did he say fuck in the dark?
Yeah.
He's
like, you don't need lights on to fuck. Fuck in the dark. Turn the lights off. It'll go.
So they have no TV at that point. 9 o'clock.
Well, they don't have TV in the daytime either, Bob.
Okay.
They're glad to get Rice Paddy, Bob. They don't get TV. They don't have TikTok there, Bob. They don't have no TikTok in North Korea.
Does that make them, is that a boring life there, or they have a different kind of life that's more
involved? The only one they know is a life of servitude, bowing and scraping and hunking and chunking and dunking.
And they know it, and they live it. They're used to it.
Or they get killed. If they don't like it, you don't just say something, and you won't last through the night. So it's okay.
Is the young guy that Trump met, is he alive? Wasn't he borderline almost dead? And the sister
mm-hmm.
took over?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
So the sister's who Carolyn's going to deal with for the magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Right. If she makes it.
Okay.
We're not positive she's going to make it. That bitch has got a mouth on her. She's got a mouth on her. It's pretty bad.
So it might be someone who works for the Mountain Network, not the Communist China Network. Right.
Could be.
Okay. Now, the story is you were brought up Tucker, and Carolyn asked about the FBI infiltrating the January 6th thing. Many of the scandals of the last 60 years were orchestrated by the FBI, right? They create disease and offer the cure. So
many.
They were out to get many, many scenes. Is that what you just said? Many?
It is.
Yeah. So Comey ran the January 6th along with Pelosi to nail Trump, and they were sort of successful at it. But now it's come out because things have turned around. Trump's in power in a way,
mm-hmm.
and so it's all being exposed. Fauci's being exposed, the FBI, and
yep.
but Fauci won't go to jail or anything. They kind of can be protected somehow in their little cabals.
They don't have to sentence him, Bob. They should just make him take his own vaccination. I'll cure it.
Right,
you don't
which
want
he
to
hasn't
take his
done
own
yet.
Vaccine. Right, he showed a picture of him getting a shot, but it wasn't no vaccination.
Yeah, can we play this part, or is this too hot?
Yeah! Play it.
Okay, so Fauci, you said he
died soon. Fauci, you're on the air. See, we can even mock Greg Duffel.
Duffel, yeah, doing Larry King. So Fauci's going to die soon because somebody's going to get rid of him? He's an embarrassment?
Well, he's out. He's out of his own problem. See, this whole Pizzagate regime was rooting for this whole clandestine fall. Look how this works, Bob. They got all these people. You get rid of all these people, then they can control their little world pretty easy. Do you want to die, or you want to serve us? You better serve us, or you're going to die.
Right. And so the people doing that They were child abusers. The Pizzagate is true.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And that restaurant where they showed, look, there's no restaurant. This didn't happen, and some QAnon person got embarrassed. There is was activity in that basement somehow that people don't have access to.
It's a ping pong palace where they have bars and in rooms in the back. There's no basement. It's in the back. The building doesn't have a basement in the back.
Well, how come that guy, the QAnon guy, tried to, you know, investigate it, he didn't find anything? Why he didn't know how to get to the back?
Right. That's right. And there is no basement.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a basement when they don't have one. It's like the basement at your house, Bob. It's hard to get to.
Right. So, the FBI, so a lot of this cabal is being more exposed than they realize. You just said that it's not working for them. Mm-hmm. You can't control the situation. That's because lockdown Bob rule.
What they were using the RIP for is now biting them. They were using the RIP. Mm. Now the RIP's using them. See? It's grinding them as well.
Right, and the RIP is an aspect of the tech body.
Yeah, and they were benefiting from it. They were benefiting from it, but to no avail.
Yeah, they started benefiting on November 3rd and 4th, and they ran a few months,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. now that's that momentum is decreasing.
And then cancel culture's canceled them, and Trump sat down. He got quiet and got out of the way. Now he's back, and he's talking, and he's calling things out, and everybody's getting all jizzed up again, and now they're having to deal with it because all the shit they did to him. Yeah, everybody, everything they said about him so far has been undone and unturned. And it's amazing because several people are starting to notice. It's like, now, wait a minute. He was right about everything? Hold on now. He said bad things. Well, but he's still right. Okay. What he lacked in elocution, he gained in tactility.
Right. And Carolyn saw him interviewed in Hannity last night or something. He said it was very dull. But that's because Trump is under instructions not to be
can't be a powerhouse. He can't be a Dalai Lama. He can't be an inciter of a riot. He can't be a Winston fucking Churchill. He can't be that.
Would he become that when he's viceroy?
More like a Margaret Thatcher. Buck up and get it right. Margaret Thatcher.
A tough manager. A tough manager.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. For queen and country.
Okay.
Get it right. Let's go.
So does Biden actually have to resign at some point?
They're saying after the midterm, but we'll see how long the RIP holds. When the RIP closes, he's gone. So that's what you'll know.
What do I do to make the RIP close? Are we involved with that?
Just get your shit ready because you got things to do more important than all that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just eat whatever Carolyn lays out there for you and quit trying to get creative.
All right. Sydney is going to get her revenge pretty soon. I mean,
she's practically got it. They've already started to rewrite things because of the issues. They found an extra 2 million ballots in Arizona, and so now all of Arizona is involved in it. It's a big thing. Nobody's talking about it, but it's nasty.
Yeah, you mean the Republicans are gloating?
You should look at her new email.
Because she got hers canceled. But that's just followed from the war. But the Democrats, you're saying, I think I heard someone saying, Steve Bannon said, they're all lawyering up. I think he was talking about the Democrats, right?
That's right. They have to.
So that's part of the turnaround. Biden's going down. The RIP's going down. And Sydney is a dominatrix. And so the Democrats are on the run. That's where it's at now. And they're trying to fight.
And the price of pussy is going up, Bob. It's going up.
Right. Okay. So